Last night when I preached this sermon, a number of people said the PA system went in and out. So if you can't hear suddenly, if you would do this, please, and I will try to fix it. Merry Christmas. It's a wonderful morning today to be together and to consider this virtually indescribable thing that God has done for us. The first sermon I ever preached was in January 1983. And I touched on every lesson and every psalm and then some. And in the years since then, there's been a few, I've gradually reduced from three lessons to two lessons to one to a couple of verses. And now these days I'm down to one word. If you look at the bulletin today, and I don't have it in front of me, but it's, I think, on page 7. The letter to Hebrews, not written by St. Paul, incidentally. The letter to Hebrews has, in the third verse, he is the exact imprint of the being of God. Imprint. We all know that translations are imperfect. You can never render exactly what is said in one language into another. And as I studied this one word, I looked in all the dictionaries that I have and all the Bibles, which now is on the internet, so it's a lot. And all the Romance language Bibles, French, Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, have image for imprint, or representation you find in a lot of the English Bibles. And the Germans, since Luther, have used one single word, which means exact copy, exact picture. This is language that is under stress. The first witnesses tried to describe and to tell what they had experienced in meeting and being with Jesus of Nazareth. The birth stories, for instance, that we always read at this time of year, with dreams and angels and astrologers and refugees into Egypt, or as we did this morning, with shepherds and angels and running to Bethlehem. All of these have at their heart the story of Mary. And what does it mean that she gave birth as a virgin? This is language that is straining, that is pressurized to try to tell us what happened and what it means. Some people these days have said to me that they have trouble reciting the creeds, the Nicene Creed, the Apostles' Creed, which we're going to do in a few minutes. And they say that they just can't simply assent, agree to some of the things that are said in the creeds. But these are thumbnail sketches of condensation of the biblical message. And it's not about giving our assent to this proposition or that. That's a mistake, I think. Rather, the creeds are there to keep the wonder intact for us, to remind us regularly that we simply really do not grasp completely what this story is about. So, let's come to that one word. It's the Greek word character, literally, character. And the dictionaries tell me that in ancient times, it referred to the imprint left by a seal. For instance, here at the cathedral, I license as bishop people to minister communion. You'll see them later working with me. And on their license, I, of course, sign. And then I use a seal to make a raised seal on the paper. When I ordain a deacon or a priest, or when I give permission to a priest to become rector of one of my churches in my stead, I also add a wax seal. So I have to warm up this purple wax Yeah, it's purple. As Vicky, who started getting me using purple everything, ink, wax, there you are, bowing your head. Purple wax, you pour it out a little bit, has to be the right temperature, and then you have to take your seal, and this is the fact, this is how I learned from the other bishops, you have to lick it so it doesn't stick to the wax, and then you press quickly upon the hot wax, and you remove it right away, and if you don't screw it up, you have an exact imprint of the seal of the bishop in Europe. That's what it says in Latin, seal of the bishop in Europe. Jesus is the character of God. God has set through him a seal, an imprint upon the whole creation, beginning today with you and me. This seal is that of the one through whom all things were made. It is imprinted on our hearts, whether we know it or not. And there is another word for another use of the word character, which is modern, of course. It refers to the imprint that we make on other people's lives. You know, somebody has a good character, that's how they affect other people. If their character is not so good, quelqu'un qui a un sale caractère, well, it's the way they affect other people as well. It's the imprint we leave on other people's lives. And so God's character is on display here as well. And in this cathedral, we have images to show us. For instance, over there, there's a baby born not at home, whose parents are soon to become refugees in Egypt. Over there is a man nailed to a cross. It's a very beautiful thing, done in the pre-Raphaelite style. But what we're looking at, in fact, is God Almighty, who's been hung up to dry. It wasn't a beautiful thing. It was a dreadful, horrible sight. And I understand from scholars that the Romans crucified on the average 10,000 people a year. There it is. God, who not only has the power to bring into being all that is, including us, but has the willingness and the love and the ability to make God's vulnerable to the things that you and I are vulnerable to come and share our lives, to come and share in all the terrible things that we do to one another, from the day of our birth, in blood, and sweat and cries, to the day of our death, which for too many people is in cowering resignation. Doesn't sound much like Merry Christmas, does it? But it is. Because in all this darkness that has become so apparent to us these days, in all this darkness, there is a light. It says to us that, yes, we must walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but we never walk that alone. And at the end of the valley, we will come certainly to a shining mountaintop. The character of God is an imprint upon us that we are not just violent apes, but that we are going to become beautiful, glorious human beings as Jesus Christ is himself. And so, we have every reason to make merry. God has put his seal upon us, upon our hearts, and imprinted God's character in our lives. We have every reason to hope for our future. And we have Jesus Christ living among us, living in us. So, let us make merry. If you haven't done enough last night, still catch up today. Let us make merry. Let us be merry. Because we are going to finally be, at last, happy. Merry Christmas.